The Dawson Creek Secondary School, DCSS, senior girls volleyball team is coming home with a bronze medal from the AAA Northern Zones Volleyball Championships this past weekend. The team of seven players traveled to Prince George to compete against four other AAA teams from Prince George and Quesnel vying for one of two berths to AAA Girls Volleyball Provincials in Lake Country. Although the team didn't make it into the final, which would have earned them the opportunity to attend provincials, bringing home the bronze meant they met their weekend goal of coming home with a medal. As a result of some injuries, the team traveled to Prince George with only seven players, which meant that every player had to play every match and every set with no substitutions. Most other teams had 10 to 14 players per team and were able to keep their starting lineup fresh, by playing a variety of players depending on their matches. That wasn't the case for DCSS, who had to grind through every match with their seven players. After round-robin play on Friday and Saturday morning, the team finished third in the round-robin play, beating Coraloo Secondary in three sets and Prince George Secondary in two sets, but falling to College Heights and Dutchess Park both in two sets. Coming in third in the round-robin was really important for us, because it meant that we would have an automatic bye into the semifinal against the second-place team in the round-robin. We knew that Saturday was going to be a big, long day, and with a team of only seven, we know that pushing through exhaustion was going to be a factor in our success, said head coach Trish Morgan. DCSS played Dutchess Park, one of the top-ranked teams in BC, in the semifinal but lost after four tough sets. Dutchess Park is a very strong team and it was huge accomplishment for us to take a set off of them in the semifinal, said coach Trish. We knew after that match we had to set aside our disappointment, rest and refocus on the bronze medal match ahead of us. This match would be the last high school match for our seniors, Andalyn Tryon and Alana Brett, and we wanted to finish with a medal for them. The bronze medal match saw DCSS matched up against Coraloo Secondary, who pushed College Heights also to four sets in their semifinal match. Although DCSS started slow in the match, dropping the first set to Coraloo, they picked up the pace in the second set, winning it 25-18. The third and deciding set saw the teams closely matched, but DCSS eventually prevailed, winning it 19-17 to win the bronze medal. Power hitter, Anadolin Tryon, and libero, Maya Morgan, were chosen by the host school, College Heights, as second-team All-Stars. Andy was a huge leader in our offense and one of the best outside hitters in the tournament. Maya also had a really good semifinal match against hard-hitting Dutchess Park Secondary and a great bronze medal match against Coriellu, said coach Trish Morgan. I feel really fortunate to have the opportunity to coach this amazing group of young women. Each player gave maximum effort through the whole tournament, and despite being exhausted going into the bronze medal match, they put that aside and pulled out the win in honor of their graduating teammates, explained coach Trish. At one point in the match when we were down a few points and we called a timeout to refocus, and one of our players, Sophia Clerk, looked at the rest of team and said, "We need to do this for Andy and Alana. It's their last high school game and we need to win it for them." And that's exactly what they did. They played for each other and lifted each other up even when they were down. Jaden Linley led our offense through the weekend and was arguably one of the best setters in the tournament. She has great hands and decision-making and is also a very well-rounded player. Alana Brett, middle blocker, was a force at the net with strong blocking and quick attacking throughout the tournament. Braylon Wilson, our other middle blocker, got us some key points with her blocking and strong serving. Sophia Clerk, power hitter, was very strong defensively in the backcourt and made some great attacking decisions to turn the play around when we were down. And Eileen Arnold, our right side player, was strong in serve-receive all weekend, and her jump serving earned us a lot of key points. Many of the DCCS senior girls players will now take a well-needed rest before focusing their sights on the club season starting in January. Season highlights include a silver medal from the Spirit River Regional Academy Icebreaker Tournament, gold medal Banner Division II from Howlers Cup, Grande Prairie, silver medal at the DCSS Senior Girls Invitational, and a bronze medal from the AAA Girls Volleyball Northern Zone Championship.